You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service today, and we are thankful for each one in our congregation. We're so thankful for the privilege we have of being a part of your plan, of your church, and we do desire to be a vessel for you to use, and we desire that this broadcast be an instrument in your hand to help precious souls in whatever way they stand in need of help. You've told us in your word that we should cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. So bless our precious congregation today. Bless this broadcast service and make it an inspiration to souls. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to remind our congregation that you will can download our broadcast service anytime, 24 hours a day, by going to our webpage. There's a number of our broadcasts there, and you can download them and listen to them at any time at your convenience. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. That's www.wayoftruth.org.
I care not today what the morrow may bring. sheltering arms, a sheltering arm. I'm living by faith, and feel no alarm, feel no alarm. Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of light, I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. Living by faith,
yes, living by faith.
The Hebrew writer tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And the prophet Habakkuk has told us that the just shall live by his faith. So that is the way that we are to live a victorious Christian life, by living by faith. On today's broadcast, I want to speak on the thought of being led by the Spirit of God. We are told by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now the Scriptures teach us that if we will live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I'd like to go back for the moment to the 7th chapter of Romans, because there are various ones who endeavor to show that this portion of Scripture is speaking of Paul as a Christian, but that is a misinterpretation of the Word of God. In Romans 7, Paul was speaking of his experience as a Pharisee, not as a Christian. As a Pharisee, he knew what the law taught. He knew what he should do. He knew what he should not do. But he says in this 7th chapter that he was not able to do the things that he knew he should do, and he was not able to refrain from those things that he knew that he should not do. And that's why he cried out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? So Paul was not describing himself as a Christian. here in the latter part of the 7th chapter of Romans. If you want to get a picture of the apostle as a Christian, you need to look in the first part of the 8th chapter. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so we read here in the 14th verse, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What a blessing and what a privilege it is to be a child of God, to be a part of the family of God. Now, you don't join God's family, and no congregation can vote you in to the family of God. Jesus told us how we must experience the new birth to become a part of the kingdom of God or the family of God. In his conversation with Nicodemus, he told him, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So you cannot join the family of God. You must be born into the family of God, born again of the Spirit of God. And I say, what a blessing it is to be a part of the family of God. And the Apostle Paul tells us in his letter to the Corinthian congregation that we are not our own, that we have been bought with a price, and that we are, our bodies, are to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. What a blessing it is not only to be saved from a life of sin, forgiven of all of our own transgression, but what a blessing it is to be filled with the precious Holy Spirit. And I do not speak of something unseemingly. I speak of the Spirit of God coming as an abiding comforter, that He may abide with us forever. Jesus told the disciples that He must go away. Their hearts were made sad because of this. And Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. And of course, the comforter that Jesus was talking about was and is the Holy Spirit. And so we not only have the privilege of being a child of God and being saved from our sins, but we have the privilege of being a temple, a vessel for the indwelling of the Spirit of God. But not only are we to be a vessel for the Spirit to indwell, we are to be a vessel for the Spirit to use. We are to walk in the Spirit. We are to live in the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are of the sons of God. And so we have the privilege of having the Holy Spirit abiding in us, and we also have the privilege of having Him to lead us. The Spirit knows the mind of God. The Spirit knows the will of God. And He knows what God's will is for us. And if we will allow the Spirit of God to lead us, He will lead us to do the will of God. The Spirit and the Word always agree. And whenever the Spirit of God leads you, He will never lead you contrary to the teachings of God's Word. And of course, God's Word will not teach you to live contrary to the Holy Spirit. Again, they are perfectly agreed, and the Spirit will lead us according to the Word, and the Word will teach us according to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. In fact, we need the Holy Spirit to be able to comprehend and to understand the Word of God. For Jesus said in reference to the Holy Spirit, whenever He is come, He will lead you and guide you into all truth. So how important it is that we live in the Spirit, that we be led by the Spirit. For the Spirit of God will lead us and guide us into all truth. Not only that, but the Scriptures teach us that we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit helpeth our infirmities and makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So the Spirit of God will help us in our prayer life. And Jesus taught us men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men should pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. If my words abide in you, and you abide in me, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. And Jesus said, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. But I say we need the help of the Holy Spirit in our prayer life. Now, we don't want to be guilty of vain repetition. Jesus said we should not be like the heathen, their vain repetitions, and we are not to go through a mere form. Some people say, well, say a prayer for me. Well, we understand and know what they mean, but it's not a matter of merely saying a prayer. It's talking to God right out of the deep recesses of our heart, telling God what is on our heart. Does God know? Well, yes, of course God knows. But the Scriptures tell us that we are to let our requests be made known unto God. God knows, but He has still ordained that we make our requests. And the Scriptures also teach us that with thanksgiving we are to let our requests be made known unto God. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And he said, I will bless the Lord, and we are told to bless the Lord and not forget all His benefits, who forgives us of all of our iniquities, who heals us of all of our diseases, and who redeems our life from destruction. And so the Holy Spirit is needed for us to be able to have an effectual prayer life. And the Holy Spirit is needed to face the trials and the tests and the temptations that come our way. Shortly before Jesus returned to the Father, He told the disciples that they should tarry in Jerusalem until they would be endued with power from on high. And He said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, I realize there are those in the religious world who have misrepresented the Spirit of God. They have misrepresented the work of the Spirit of God. But, beloved, Paul said, let all things be done decently and in order. And the Spirit of God will never, I repeat, the Spirit of God will never lead anyone to do anything contrary to the Scriptures or unseemly. So I'm not talking about some wildfire thing or some obscene thing. When I talk about being led by the Spirit, being used by the Spirit, and by our receiving power when we receive the Spirit. Jesus said, you shall receive power to be witnesses unto me. Yes, we are to be living epistles, read and known of all men. Jesus also said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So if we live in the Spirit, we are going to let our light shine, and we are going to be led in a way that will be life everlasting. The straight and narrow way that Jesus told us about that leads to eternal life. Now, it is very, very important that we have the Spirit of God in our life, and that we be led by the Spirit of God. But there is another thought that I would like to connect up with this thought of our being led by the Spirit or living in the Spirit, and that is, there are other spirits. Yes, there are other spirits other than the Holy Spirit. There are many spirits. Jesus spoke of unclean spirits and deaf and dumb spirits and so forth. There are many spirits in the world, but there's only one Holy Spirit. And we need to make sure that we are being led by the one Holy Spirit. Do not accept any thought or every thought that comes to your mind without examining it, seeing whether it's in harmony with the Word of God. Do not accept some impression as being from God unless it harmonizes with God and is of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle John tells us in his little epistle, 1 John chapter 4, that we are to not believe every spirit. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out in the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses, and that means more than just confessing with your lips, confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. That which is really and truly known of God, and that in reality you know God, and you know Jesus Christ, then you know that you are of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now, already is it in the world. We hear so much in the religious world today about the coming Antichrist, or the coming of the Antichrist. I don't know why we can't believe the Word of God. I have just read here where that even in John's day, there were many antichrists. And I dare say there are many more today than there was even in John's day. The agnostic and the various ones who denied that Jesus Christ had come in the flesh. The Gnostics that we've been hearing some of their supposed writings of recent months. They did not believe that Jesus Christ actually came in the flesh, that he was a human being, God manifest in the flesh. And it's quite possible that John had that kind of a people in mind when he wrote this very passage of Scripture. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, that is in reality, they are of God. But they that do deny that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is an antichrist. And an antichrist is one who is against Christ. Whosoever does not believe that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, John said, is an antichrist. And he said, this is how we know. He goes on to say, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them that are in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That's reading down through verse 6 of 1 John 4. So beware, beloved, there are many spirits in the world that are not the Spirit of God. Yes, there are religious spirits that are not of God. There are many false doctrines in the world today, and every false doctrine is propagated by a false spirit. Never does the Holy Spirit propagate error or false teaching. All false teaching in the religious world today has come by a false spirit. And a false prophet, one who is really and truly a false prophet, is empowered by a false spirit. It makes no difference how much they claim God showed them this and God showed them that and God told them this and God told them that. If what they are saying is not of God, then it's not of the Spirit of God. To the law and the prophets, if what they say is not of the truth, it is because there is no light in them, so the prophet said. So we need to make sure that we are being led by the Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of truth. And if we are led by the Spirit of God, we will do those things that are pleasing and acceptable in the sight of God. Now, if you are being led by the Spirit of God, and I am being led by the Spirit of God, you are being taught by the Spirit of God, I am being taught by the Spirit of God, then we will see the Scriptures alike. The Spirit of God will not teach you something and teach me something contrary. No, if the Spirit of God teaches us, then we will be taught alike. We will see the Word of God alike. And that's what the Scriptures teach us, that we are to contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And we are to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace until the Spirit of God is able to bring us into the unity of the faith. So remember, beloved, there is only one Holy Spirit, and to be a child of God, you need to be led by the one true Holy Spirit, and beware of all other spirits. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these thoughts with this precious people today. We trust that what has been said will prove to be a blessing to each one in our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address is the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you'd like to be on our mailing list for our monthly Way of Truth magazine, just write and let us know. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, feel free to send it in. Our mailing address again, the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast, and we invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we come to your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Is a loving Father.